Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers, when you sign up using promo code DNVR, you place a $5 bet. And when that bad boy wins, you get $200 in free bets instantly. That's only with code DNVR and only with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of, well, a lot of things. I'm your co-host, Patrick Lyons. Joined with me is...
It's me, Susie Hunter, in the middle of the worst day of her life.
Yeah, we got to start it off right off the bat. We got plenty of baseball things to discuss, but the Susie jinx, that's real, right?
No, that's not real. It is absolutely not real.
All right, so did you root for the Philadelphia Union in the most recent MLS Cup?
I did.
So we've got the Phillies losing this last World Series, Philadelphia Union losing the MLS Cup, now the Eagles losing the Super Bowl. I'm adding 1 + 1 + 1 together and it doesn't equal 3. It could be a Susie jinx. It could be. I don't know. You might know more.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I have been present for World Series wins and for Super Bowl wins, just not this year.
So then the question almost is begged, like, can you be good luck and then become a jinx? Like, how does that work? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, man. But I actually, yeah, maybe I should have stayed a little longer in Arizona. Maybe it would have gone differently. Parties were so expensive, though, and tickets really never went down. So I was like, I got to call it. So I came back here before the Super Bowl started and watched the game from the bar.
And you weren't at game 6 of the World Series. Where the Phillies
I wasn't.
Lost.
So really, I need to be there.
So basically, when you're not there at a Philly event, they lose. So, I mean...
Yeah.
It's not a full-fledged Susie jinx. It's more like you can bring them the good luck. You can bestow that upon your Philly teams. And unfortunately, I haven't done that yet. And so far, they're 0-3 in the last 6 months.
I am so miserable right now.
Tough go.
So upsetting.
Well, there's a lot of World Baseball Classic news in this last week, so we'll talk mm-hmm. about that. The Hartford Yard Goats are in the news, so that's a positive thing there.
Heck yes, they are.
That will be exciting to talk about. And yeah, it's baseball season now. Football is over. It's dead. Let's bury it.
It's officially baseball season. Football's over. We don't have to talk about football anymore. Super Bowl? What Super Bowl? It's baseball season. Let's freaking go.
All right, Susie, which of these three Rockies was at the Super Bowl watching yesterday? Was it CJ Cron, Randall Grichuk, or Ryan McMahon?
CJ Cron.
Randall Grichuk.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Yeah. I would have guessed McMahon myself if I didn't know the answer, but I think he was at the golf event.
Yeah, a lot of I think the whole Rockies organization was at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix this weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure. They're more golf people than football people. Although Ryan McMahon does have football.
He's also a football guy. He's not a football guy, but you know what? I'm convinced every baseball player wishes he was a pro golfer.
I think so. You're right. Yeah, your day job, as great as it may be, you're always longing for something else. Like, I think a lot of musicians want to be athletes, and a lot of athletes want to be musicians.
Are you talking about Drake specifically?
maybe. All right, so Susie, let's go through something here, because we're a baseball podcast, so we're going to do things in a baseball.
We are a baseball podcast. That is very observant of you.
Super Bowl and the ball players. Baseball players, football players, the big game, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. We're all 30 teams represented during this Super Bowl. Now, that includes either players that were on the field in some capacity, players that were in commercials. What do you think the number is that we're going to be at? Did all 30 teams get represented?
No way.
And I'll qualify this. Not necessarily a player showing up in a Yankees jersey, but Alex Rodriguez, for example, was in one of the first commercials I saw of the day. He was in a Pizza Hut commercial. And so he played for Seattle, Texas, and the Yankees. So that's three teams you can cross off right there. How many of the 30 teams do you think were represented according to my count?
I think according to your count, we got 29 teams.
Okay. All right. Interesting. What's the team that we didn't see then?
I'm trying to think if there could have been a Rockies connection. I'm going to say everyone but the Rockies got represented at the Super Bowl.
You know what? That's a great pick. That is a great pick. Let's find out. All right. So players on the field. There were two players. There are two baseball players on the field. Patrick Mahomes, who owns part of the Kansas City Royals.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other Kansas City Royals that we'll get to later on the list. But he owns part of the Royals. And he was actually drafted in 2014 by the Detroit Tigers. So check those two off the list.
All right.
A.J. Brown, Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, was actually drafted by the San Diego Padres in the 19th round back in 2016.
So I didn't know that, actually. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's three on the field right there. Now, let's go up to one of the suites. Pat Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' father, played for six different teams, Minnesota, New York Mets, Red Sox, Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago Cubs, Texas Rangers. We're already up to nine teams. That's pretty good.
This is happening really fast.
So your 29 is looking strong right now, I would say that.
Yeah, you've named like three dudes and already we're at nine teams.
All right, Alex Rodriguez was in a commercial with Von Miller, too. So there we got a little Denver connection there for Pizza Hut, Seattle, Texas, Yankees. That adds two more teams. Did you see the David Ortiz Tostitos commercial? He was in one right next to The Undertaker. Look at that.
Oh, is that who that was?
That's who that scary guy was. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, those were good. I'm a big Poppy fan.
Those were good. Mm-hmm. We're gonna count Seattle again for David Ortiz. That's who he had signed with originally before getting traded to the Minnesota Twins, where he started his career off before going to Boston. So we don't actually have any new teams. So we're still at 11.
Okay.
Giannis was in a commercial for Google Pixel. He owns part of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Deion Sanders was in an Oikos commercial. That's yogurt. He played for Atlanta, the Yankees, Cincinnati Reds, San Francisco Giants. We are up to 15. How are you feeling right now? You said 29. Are we going to hit that?
I'm still feeling really good.
Okay. And you know I'm going to work hard for this too. But we might need some help from people that are watching right now on YouTube. We may need some help in the end. All right. Next up. In a local commercial, it counts. I saw it. Russell Wilson for Centura, a health. So, boom. That's the Rockies right there.
No, that's the Rockies. I didn't see that commercial.
Yeah. He was also drafted by the Orioles in 2007 out of high school. So, that's two new teams. So, we're actually at 17. And, yes, we got the Rockies. The Rockies were represented.
I didn't see that commercial.
If you told me before Sunday your pick was 29, not the Rockies, I would have said, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm putting money on DraftKings on that one. That's a good pick. All right.
There we go.
That still leaves out a lot of teams, 17. But do you know who is in a GM commercial?
Who?
A guy who played with 10 teams in one day. Will Ferrell, as we discussed.
Oh.
So, Oakland, Seattle, Angels, Cubs, Diamondbacks, Reds, White Sox, Giants, Dodgers, San Diego. That adds five teams. We're up to 22.
I'm not far off.
Now, that's where my list ends. So, but I got a couple questions because you might be able to help out. Maybe Alyssa knows. Maybe some of the listeners.
Yeah.
We already have Oakland, but did anybody see Kyler Murray there? He was drafted by Oakland in 2018.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't see Kyler Murray.
Okay. That's all right. He doesn't help us out. Did we see John Elway in a commercial or anything like that?
Was John Elway in any commercials? I don't think so.
All right. So he was notably, he played with the Yankees for a little while. He was drafted by them in 1981. But I did a little more research, and I didn't know this, so I'll fully admit it. He was actually drafted before he was taken in 81 by the Yankees. He was drafted out of Stanford. But he was drafted out of high school in 1979 by the Kansas City Royals, the same year that the Kansas City Royals also drafted Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino. I never knew this. 1979, the Kansas City Royals drafted both John Elway and Dan Marino. Go ahead, allow your brain to explode right now.
This is crazy.
I didn't know that.
No way.
That's pretty interesting.
That is very interesting. Patrick, I just love picturing you watching the Super Bowl and being like, ooh, that guy has a connection to that team and that, and just like putting together this spreadsheet instead of actually watching any of the game. I respect it. I respect it, Patrick.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think the Royals ended up beating the Phillies. I'm not sure. You're right. I wasn't really watching the game. I was paying attention to the baseball angle. So there was some good football.
Allie's in the room and she just goes, that was so unnecessary.
Do we see Tom Brady in any commercials? We need the Washington Nationals. He was drafted by the Montreal Expos, which became the Washington Nationals. We need that one. We didn't see Brady in any commercials, did we?
I don't think Brady was in any commercials.
Damn it, we needed that one.
He's going through it, you know?
Sure. Did we see any of the Mannings? Were they in any commercials?
I don't remember seeing any Mannings. Do you guys remember seeing any Mannings in commercials? No.
All right, so Peyton and Eli never got drafted, but also learned this. Archie Manning, their dad, was drafted by Atlanta in 1967. He was also drafted by Kansas City and was twice drafted by the Chicago White Sox. Didn't know that either.
The guy's so nice, they drafted him twice.
We already have the Angels, but we do know, I found this out this morning, Mike Trout was in the house. We got the Angels thanks to Will Ferrell, who, again, when you think about the Angels, the guy who replaced Mike Trout. I don't know if you – I went back and ended up watching it because we talked about it on the podcast, and I hadn't seen it yet, went and watched it. It was really good. Will Ferrell takes the field. It was like 50 minutes. It was really entertaining. That was how Will Ferrell goes into the game. He runs out to center. He's like, Trout, you're out of the game. Hey, can I borrow your glove and hat? And so he literally wears Trout's hat and glove. I was like, well done. I thought that was really funny to start off
I still
need to. So we need Houston, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and the Phillies. There were no Phillies I saw anywhere, and we can't count Miles Teller. He was in a commercial. We can't count him. I'm sorry, Susie.
He likes to think he's part of the Philadelphia Phillies, but he is not on the team.
No.
But his contributions were appreciated.
So you fell short, but I thought we were going to get there.
Again, this was very impressive. This was very impressive. Very niche. Very niche.
That's niche is my middle name. I don't know if you know that. My mother's half French. No. I need to get to the 30 mark. I got to go back. I might need to watch the Super Bowl replay it again, all the commercials, like it's the Zapruder film. I need to find those final five teams. Got to have
6 degrees of MLB connection.
That's it. Yeah. We know that the Mets had the Super Bowl ad commercial again. That only went out in the New York area.
They did. I did not realize they had a Super Bowl commercial. I was a little distracted.
Yeah. The Mets had one in their market. It was pretty good. It was a pretty funny commercial, and that's pretty neat that they're putting things on blast. I didn't see the World Baseball Classic commercial, but I was I read somewhere that there was going to be one, so I might need to scour that and see what teams are represented in the commercial because that could possibly get us to 30. You need a victory here, Susie. So we need to get to those 29 teams.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to look up to see if there was a World Baseball Classic commercial and who was in it.
While you're doing that there on the corner of Colfax and York at the DNVR bar, I will tell you about the 15% off you get on your drink tab, your food tab, you name it, when you're at the DNVR bar and when you're a diehard. You got to be a diehard to access all of these really special features. You also get 20% off DNVRlocker.com as well as 20% off the tailgates and the party buses that we've got going on all year round. It's fantastic. Access to that diehards only Discord where we have some fun conversations about the Super Bowl amongst many other things. Again, the Ortiz and Undertaker commercial. How could it not have been my favorite one of the bunch, for sure? We also have to point out that, as I said earlier on, football season is dead, RIP, but long live and all hail baseball season. So new customers, get in on the action, whether it's baseball or just about anything. You use promo code DNVR, you bet $5, and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly if you win. The prop bets were amazing for the Super Bowl. I read them all out. My parents are not on DraftKings Sportsbook, so we had our own little side bets about a doink was a field goal going to hit the uprights. And our household, even though we didn't have any money riding on it, we were so excited, like, oh, there's a doink! And doink was trending. So we had the Undertaker in a commercial, and we had doink trending. There was a clown wrestler named Doink. So it was a good day for pro wrestling, if you're into that. That was nice. I had said last week that the first touchdown was going to be by a player whose number was greater than 11.5, and I would have been right. Gainwell scored the first touchdown, number 14, but then they reviewed it, and he was ruled to be down in the end zone with the replay, and then I think Jalen Hurts ran it right in there. So that took a victory away from me.
So
I was not
close.
Happy about that.
So close.
Yeah. I was not happy about that. That was a bummer. But it's not a bummer on DraftKings Sportsbook because you download the app now and you use code DNVR. New customers, just bet $5 on anything you want. You're going to get $200 in free bets instantly when that wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. My DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week is college baseball. It is that time.
Yes. And
I like Tennessee. That's right. Todd Helton's alma mater. They're plus 600 right now. That's actually second favorite, but still for the second best team in college baseball right now to be plus 600, that's a good payout for them to win the College World Series. Now, they did lose three of their players to the top 100 last year that were taken in the top 100 draft picks. Jordan Beck, outfielder, one of those. A big Rockies prospect right now. But they're returning their top five pitchers from last year's team. They won the SEC quite handily. They were the top seed in the College World Series last year. So I think they are going to learn from their mistakes, be that much better. And this year, Tennessee plus 600, my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
I love it. I can't find a WBC commercial. I just keep only, all my searches keep bringing me back to the Mets commercial. With a QR code in it. Wow. So futuristic.
Maybe pure speculation that even just being speculated that you're going to buy a commercial for which is free advertising right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and I imagine that's part of like the nearly $7 million asking price for a commercial on the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that all it is?
The NFL realizes that, hey, wait a minute, people are going to be talking about you. These blogs are going to have the top Super Bowl commercials. So you're going to get a lot of, you know, value over here, and that's going to be, you know, incorporated into the price. Now, you were able to find the commercial, you said?
The Mets commercial? I did find the Mets commercial, but not a WBC commercial.
Gotcha. It's exciting. There's 67 All-Stars that were named last week, last Thursday. 67 All-Stars on the 20 teams. Actually, the most teams that they've had in the tournament's history. Previously, it was 16. They decided to kind of expand it out a little bit. They had these qualifiers, which were held in Germany and Panama, which were really exciting to see. I think we still need to get that, you know, more attention and more eyes on those kind of qualifiers and get maybe better players there in those. But it's nice. There's 20. There's 35 All-Stars from last year alone that are participating in this, which was super exciting. I know Bryce Harper probably would have been there if he wasn't hurt.
He definitely would have been there. And it's, I mean, Mike Trout said this a couple of weeks ago about the World Baseball Classic. He was like, when I didn't do it last time around, like, I regretted it. So I think these guys just are excited to be a part of it. And having more All-Stars and more of these top tier caliber players from, you know, all over the world. Incredible. It's going to be so much fun.
186 players on 40-man rosters, 331 players under contract with MLB organizations. You've got 8 MLB MVPs. So Trout and Ohtani. Dodgers have Betts, Freeman, Kershaw there. Venezuelan teammates, Jose Altuve, Miguel Cabrera, Paul Goldschmidt, who just won it. I mean, not really talking about him that much, which is cool. And then you actually even have some MVPs from overseas in Japan. You've got an infielder, Manataka Murakami, and a pitcher, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. They were MVPs of Nippon Professional Baseball, and the KBO MVP recently, Jung Ho Lee. So, again, the international talent is there. Even if you might not know them, it's talent. And those guys, they want to represent their country real bad.
Exactly, yes. This is going to be such a fun World Baseball Classic. Also, I don't even think we realize how lucky we are covering the Rockies, that there are so many Rockies in the World Baseball Classic. Because I was on the PHNX D-backs podcast on Friday. They were talking about their two guys who were on WBC rosters. I'm like, we have like six. We have so many.
Were they highlighting two, or were they saying
no,
they had two?
I mean, they have a lot of minor leaguers that are in different WBC rosters, but they only have two major leaguers, and we have six.
That's true. Yeah, Damn. Six big leaguers for the Rockies, two minor league guys that are participating. I think we might have mentioned that Michael Peterson on Friday's show is representing Great Britain. Brandon Gold, I think, is also representing Israel. So there's two more. And like you said, yeah, Diamondbacks have two big leaguers, and then 11 other minor league guys. So they're kind of up there for overall contributors. St. Louis has the most, like a part of their organization. They've got 19 guys. Wow. Angels, Phillies, 18. Cubs, 17. Padres, 16. So those are some of the leaders. The Texas Rangers, big leaguers, minor leaguers, you name it, three. That's it. Three.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
Just not exciting.
No, yeah.
Not exciting. San Francisco is second least. They've got five, as does the Yankees, which probably you'd think would be surprising. Baltimore, six. Atlanta has seven. And then Colorado, if you include the minor leaguers, have eight. So when you throw those minor league guys in, you know, not quite as many for the Rockies. But that's a key point, as you mentioned, Susie, the fact that there are six big leaguers. And on tomorrow's show, I want us to like dig into that. Yeah. What are the roles these six guys going to play, you know, in the World Baseball Classic? Daniel Bard, will he be closing games out for Team USA? Is Alan Trejo the starting shortstop for Team Mexico? These are the things that we'll dig into deeper tomorrow. I'm excited for that. I also didn't realize that Miguel Cabrera and Oliver Perez, they're playing in their fifth World Baseball Classic. So they've been in every one.
Wow. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe Miguel Cabrera is, like, still at it, too. He's been around forever at this point.
He doesn't seem ageless because, I mean, he's getting up there, but I guess he has like a young face, cherubic. That's it. Maybe it's because it's cherubic. But yeah, he's been around forever. But he doesn't seem quite as old. Oliver Perez does just seem old, and he's only like a couple years older. So he's a guy that's like kind of hanging on. So it's cool that those guys can participate and continue to do so at this high level. We talked about that on Friday. Even like Jolys Chacín, he's representing Team Venezuela. And you're like, oh, he might not play in baseball again. He might not even sign like a minor league deal with someone. But hey, look, he's one of the best options for Venezuela right now. So, hey, why not? Go represent your country. I mean,
I like that he gets to still be involved in baseball. Because, yeah, again, we don't know. Yeah, what is the future for him? What is the future? Yeah. But he gets to do this now, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, really. It is. It definitely is. If you go back and look in the National League MVP race, 16 of the top 18 finishers in the NL MVP are playing in the World Baseball Classic. Like, talk about the best. Six of the top 10 in the American League MVP are participating. Two Cy Young Award winners in Sandy Alcantara, who just won it. Clayton Kershaw representing Team USA. So, like, it's star-studded. It's so star-studded. March 8th, it gets started. Susie, are you going over to, like, South Korea for those first games?
Yeah, I'm gonna pop out for those. Yeah.
Why not? I'd love to. Someday, get over and watch some games in the Far East because it's, again, they're very passionate.
Definitely a goal of mine.
It's a whole different baseball culture. It's just exciting.
Yeah, no, one of my big goals is to, go out there and see what baseball's like out there because it looks amazing.
Yeah, and sometimes big goals can be expensive, but you know what? There are apps like Game Time Tickets, and they can make things a lot easier. They can save you tons of money, especially if you wait closer to the start of an event. Is that the first pitch? Is that the tip-off? Is that the puck drop? Is that the kickoff? Is that the first pickleballing? Is that how you start pickleball? Is that, let's get the first pickleballing? What do you call that?
I don't know anything about pickleball, and I feel like I really need to. Alyssa, do you know anything about pickleball? Zero. Sir. What do you call? How do you start a game of pickleball? Like,
sir,
it's kickoff for football. It's first pitch for baseball.
Rally? First rally?
First. If it was in Hartford, it would be first bounce of the pickle. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Ooh, I like that. It's a pre-segue. I like that.
A pre-segue.
Well, I know when I played ping pong, you're like, well, everybody wants to serve first, or at least doesn't want the other person to serve first. So you'd have to rally. You just hit it over the net three times, and then whoever wins that point serves. So you might do that. I've decided I think this is going to be my pickleball year. I'm going to get into it. I've already looked. I've gone on Meetup. I've gone on Meetup to find out if there's any pickleballing in my area, and I'm going to be a pickleballer. I'm doing it. This is
guys,
be
Patrick
my year.
Is looking for some pickleball buddies. Hit him up at Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter.
Oh, saved it. Very good.
I almost forgot your Twitter handle. I'm like really running on empty today after the weekend I had. You got to cut me some slack.
No, it's the heart's empty. I mean, it's a lot has been sapped for sure. But you know what? There is professional pickleball. And so I know when I do dive in and I do make a couple trips, and we'll see if there's any baseball and pickleball crossover. Actually, I do know there is, because Ryan McMahon seems to love pickleball. So I'll have to catch up with him at spring training. But when I go to some pickleball events, pro pickleballing, PPB, I don't know that that's what it's called. But I will get my ticket.
You got a laugh out of Alyssa on that one.
PPB? Oh, yeah. I'm a big PPBer. That's it. Can Alyssa Google real quick? Where's the PPB HOF? You know, I mean, do we have any Hall of Famers? Has the sport been around long enough that we could have a PPB HOF?
Patrick, it sounds like you like the Rockies Hall of Fame. This is another project of yours.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started on that. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow, because the Dodgers are doing something and it's very irksome. And not because the Dodgers are doing it. It's like, hey, Rockies, friggin' wake up. I'll talk about it tomorrow. But let me finish telling you about Game Time tickets, because they're scratching our back. So make sure you scratch theirs. It's a wonderful thing. You're going to love Game Time, bottom line, because you're going to save money again if you wait closer to the start of any event you're going to. 15 million folks all around the world have already started using it. So download the Game Time app to score the best seats to all your favorite events. Actually, hit the link in our description to save. That's a good way of supporting us. Make sure you're supporting Breck Brew. They've got the Avalanche Ale, man. Av season is here. Nuggets are still in the realm to possibly win the championship. But, man, some of those trades out in the Western Conference, very aggressive. And I know Nuggets fans might be a little disappointed in the Bones Highland trade, but you don't have to be disappointed with the Avalanche Ale. It's the classic American amber that blends pale chocolate and caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. Colorado ingredients, 100% renewable energy. It's fantastic. Go to breckbrew.com to find a beer near you. The Breck Brew Locator, it's absolutely fantastic. And you know what? Jive Hive, you don't need to locate a Jive Hive at all. You just go to jivehive.com.
They locate you.
They will locate a dispensary for you, right? It's fantastic. Didn't you, Susie, call it Uber Eats, but for marijuana?
It's Uber Eats, but for weed. It's great. It's the most brilliant idea I've ever heard of.
I love it. Yeah, no, it's really great. You don't have to worry about driving in the snow or in bad conditions. You don't have to worry about running into any coworkers or neighbors, things like that, if you're worried about people being a little bit nosy and butting into your business. So privacy and security is great. And they've got lower costs too, because it's not like a typical brick and mortar where you got to pay for the rental space. No, it's not that at all. Boom, they're just shipping it right to you directly. Uber Eats, but for weed. It's fantastic. It's Jive Hive, J-I-V-E-H-Y-V-E. Head over to jivehive.com and get your order delivered the same day, or schedule a delivery window and they'll be there just to say hi.
Hi. Get it?
Did you hear my pronunciation had a G-H on the end of hi? H-I-G-H? You know?
I could hear it, Patrick, and it was great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. They serve Monument, Falcon, Peyton, Fountain, Woodland Park, Security, Widefield, Aurora, and Greenwood Village. That's Jive Hive, J-I-V-E. HYVE.com. Susie.
Yes.
Hartford Yard Goats did it again. They've got two new identities. One is really fun, and one is a nice honor. Bouncing Pickles, May 17th. Look at this logo. It's fantastic. It's unlike anything I've seen in minor league baseball to date. Great colors, too.
Yeah, great colors. And I mean, leave it to the Yard Goats to not just pick a name that sounds silly, but also something that has a really interesting story behind it. So maybe a lot of people know this. Some people actually don't. But a Yard Goat isn't a goat. It's actually a train part that moves trains from like one track to another in a yard. So that's why it's called a Yard Goat. But of course, the Yard Goats made them goats. And then the Bouncing Pickle. I love this story. The Bouncing Pickles is named after one of those random old laws that no one actually enforces, but it's a law in Hartford where if the pickle doesn't bounce, it's illegal to sell it. It's not a pickle. Pickle's supposed to have some bounce to it, according to Hartford.
How long ago do you think that law that was put into law? This old-timey law about a pickle that doesn't bounce, well, I guess it's not fresh enough, it's not a pickle. How long ago did that occur, Susie?
Did you look this up?
Come on. I'm good at my job. Is that what you're asking? Yes, I'm very good at my job. I work very hard. That's ultimately what you're asking. So, yes.
You know what? I'm going to say 1930.
Very good. I thought you were going to go like 1890s or something on that, which is where my head went. 1948. Like, not that long ago, kind of, you know?
You know what?
Very good guess.
The men were all coming back from war. The delis were really ramping up business. They had to make sure we had some structure. There are so many weird laws that exist in Connecticut that I think the Yardgoats would have a lot of fun working with. Like, it's illegal to cross the street walking on your hands in the city of Hartford. Fun fact.
So are you saying the Hartford Handstanders are coming in like 2025, 26?
Is that not a great name though? The Hartford Handstanders?
100%. It's great. Why
not? We're going to have to get the promo team, the Yardgoats promo team on the show so we can ask, okay, like how many laws did you look through when you were trying to pick a random promo like this? It's just so delightful.
Do you have a spreadsheet? And do you have a spreadsheet and can you share it with me? That's what we need.
Patrick would love to see the spreadsheet. Please send it to him.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. The original bouncing pickle did not bounce, and authorities fined the person $500, which in 1948, a lot of money. So
that's a lot of money.
The story is true, but the law that is kind of purported to have resulted from the events is a little spurious at best, so to speak. But it's a lot of fun. Great logo. The green, too. Really, really pops. They're also going to do two games as the Schoolboys, as there was a player in the area, Schoolboy Taylor. He was actually one of the most notable Negro League players from the area. So cool graphic of the H. And then you see Schoolboy Taylor throwing there. That really has like an authentic Negro League style, you know, uniform and vibe to it. So I really like that they are honoring Schoolboy Taylor in this way. That's great for the community.
Yeah, no, this is also these. That's the fire logo. This is a great alternate identity. I love the history of it, and also it just looks so cool.
And then how would you rate the Hometown Heroes jersey that they got? It's a Hartford-themed jersey. They're going to wear it every Wednesday. It's got the Hartford across, you know, the front, and it's got the skyline on it. What do you rate this bad boy?
You know what? I like it. I'm going to give it a 7 because I love the skyline, and the skyline's actually pretty accurate too. It's just like it's not as nice looking of a jersey as their main jersey, which is perfect. So that's my rating. That's my rating.
Yeah, you can see that over on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. I think that's a good mark. Is 7. Like the digital version I think looks better than, cuz they have a couple of these printed out. You can see them on Twitter at Go Yardgoats, and I think it's the font of Hartford that doesn't really like make it pop. But just looking at the two-dimensional image of it, it looks really strong. It is good. It is a really good jersey, though.
It's a great jersey. I think my favorite part of the jersey. I mean, I love the skyline portion of it, but on that, is that the left sleeve? Is it the right sleeve? The Hartford, New Haven, New York train line patch on the side, which is the inspiration for the Yardgoats font in general and all of their branding. So I like that touch to it as well.
Yeah, that's a great observation too on that. Yeah, for anyone who sees it, you're like, wait, how do I know this brand? How do I know this logo? And you're like, oh, it's the same font. It's because it's so very much unique. So yeah, they did an amazing job with all that branding.
They always crush it.
They always crush it. Did you so there's a team called the Frederick Keys, who was removed from minor league baseball after 2020, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And now there's like a summer collegiate team that still goes by the Frederick Keys. Do you know why the Frederick Keys of Virginia? Do you know how they got their name, the Keys?
Oh, I actually don't know.
You know, do you know that you've heard of the name, though, I'm sure, right?
Yes, I have heard of the name.
You know your minor league baseball. So Francis Scott Key was actually from that area, from Frederick County.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah, he wrote the national anthem. So they go, oh, well, call ourselves the Keys. I don't ever remember them like embracing like, oh, should we have like an old dude kind of looks like Benjamin Franklin kind of, you know, swinging a bat or swinging, you know, some kind of cello or something like, you know, I don't know. They never did something like that, but that would have been great. So they're looking to rebrand right now. They're an MLB partner league. Mm-hmm. And, or rather I should say, there's going to be a new team in Frederick for in the Atlantic League. Voting closes on the 17th, and there's about five different options. And Susie, can you, let's see if you can figure out what these things are. The Bone Shakers. Do you have any idea what Bone Shaker could possibly mean?
You know, off the top of my head, no, but I hear it has something to do with bikes.
Yeah, so those big, like almost like penny farthing bikes that had a big wheel, one gigantic wheel. I guess when they go down a cobblestone street, they will rattle your bones very clearly. So
that makes sense.
So, Frederick Bone Shaker. So it's gonna be like a guy on a or a person on a bike. Next one is Ghost Hounds. That sounds pretty badass. The Ghost Hounds. It sounds very Sherlock Holmes.
Very
right?
spooky.
Of Baskervilles. It has
spooky.
That kind of vibe to it. So apparently there's a lot of urban tales about ghost dogs, like people seeing a blue dog and a black dog roaming around the city. So I feel like that's got to be a favorite. Then they've got Rail Frogs as an option.
What a Yard Goats knockoff like, this one is.
It seems like, yeah, it's like the cousin of Yard Goats, but also you're just changing things ever so slightly. So that one's okay. Sawbones, this is incredibly dark. The Frederick Sawbones, if they go with this, I don't think any minor league team has anything even remotely as dark as this. And again, I uncovered this in my baseball research, but it still has to get out there, right? Apparently, the National Museum of the Civil War Medicine in Frederick remembers an important point in history in our country. During the Civil War, doctors frequently had to amputate limbs to save the injured party and earned the nickname Sawbones. You know, because like gangrene gets
Patrick,
to your body.
You are always taking our baseball talk to a very dark place. This is the second time in a week.
Hey, if we want to have fun with Rail Frogs and Yard Goats, we got to talk about Sawbones. We've got to be fair. We got to be balanced.
And then the
final one.
I like the last one. They have
yeah,
one name.
This one's got legs.
Yes, this one does have legs, and it's got pipes. The Screaming Alpacas.
Oh, yeah. They will defend their territory. I've never experienced it firsthand, thankfully, but they've got a local 4-H club that does a lot of stuff with alpacas there in Frederick, Virginia. So, all right, those are some. Go out and vote now. February 17th is the final day. Let your voice be heard. Rocks the vote.
Rocks the vote. All right, we got to wrap this up because we got a Broncos podcast coming in after this.
That's right. We got in all of our content mostly in 18 minutes or so that we had to do a show in. Follow us on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been something. But you know what they say about something? It's only as good as your next show. So we've got something for you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.